Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Friday, August the 10th, 2018, and this is The Daily. It didn't take long to get a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Limited Edition version. This box set comes with the game in a steelbook case, a Smash Bros. Ultimate GameCube controller, and an official GameCube adapter. Quite similar to the Wii U version, aside from the steelbook. Unfortunately, these are currently only available in the UK. If you remember, these editions for the Wii U were absolutely hard to come by in the US, as they were selling for about $300 and up after they sold out. I can't imagine why this version would not be coming to the US. Keep an eye out for it. Now that King K. Rool is official in Smash Bros., one of the original Donkey Kong Country designers, Greg Mayles of Rare, came out saying how he should have spent more than 5 minutes coming up with this slightly rubbish name. What a K. Rool thing to say. His name isn't that bad. I mean, let's compare. Waluigi? Professor E. Gadd? King DDD? I mean, okay, King K. Rool doesn't quite roll off the tongue as well, but at least he has a group of other bad names that he can fit in with. Some new Nintendo merchandise was just announced recently. First up, we have the Penny Arcade Pin Trading Classic Cups from Mario Kart. Here's a set of four pins for $35 featuring a mushroom, a star, a flower, and the special cup logo. These pins are available right now on penny-arcade.com. Then there's also from Hashtag Collectibles a set of Nintendo puppets. There are six in all featuring Link, Zelda, Bowser Jr., Toad, Yoshi, and a piranha plant. These should be available in the US sometime soon. A presentation at QuakeCon today unveiled the newest and upcoming Doom game called Doom Eternal. It was a surprise to hear that the game would be coming to the Nintendo Switch alongside the other consoles. As with the last Doom and Wolfenstein games, Panic Button would be handling the Switch port. And if they handled this one as well as they did the others, I can imagine getting some past buyers to buy for the Switch instead of the others. No release date at the moment, but something to look forward to. And if you're looking for some Switch eShop deals, look no further. Here's a few discounts that'll help you take the plunge. Bomb Chicken, one of the games shown during the Nindies Showcase, is at $8.99, which is close to 50% off. Shovel Knight Treasure Trove is at 20% off at $19.99. Crypt of the NecroDancer, the Nintendo Switch version, is at 60% off at $7.99. That goes along with Nine Parchments, which is also 60% off for $7.99. And finally, Rocket League is 30% off at $13.99. You can find all the discounts by going to the Switch eShop and clicking on Great Deals. And that's all for today. Shout out to Jace for favoriting this podcast on Anchor. Thanks so much for the support, Jace. If you'd like to show your support even more, any of you, let's say you enjoy these daily Nintendo updates, and even better, you enjoy listening to my loud and happy-go-lucky voice, you can tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/LPTiger to become a monthly supporter. And finally, if you have any feedback, questions, comments, or just want to say hi, feel free at any time to send me a voice message using the Anchor app, or just send me a little tweety tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.